Mates, written by Slashy Rogue, read by Raven. Summary. His mate, in ecstasy, was the most delicious thing he'd ever tasted. A mating bite was never something Hannibal thought he'd desire. It was almost obscene the way people displayed their bites at times, especially right after the event, and he was just not one for that type of ownership. That was, until now. Will was a different person after killing Tobias Budge, more open and free. And as their relationship went from intimate dinners to heavy petting sessions, while his need for Will to dig his teeth into him went from impatient to petulant, had he done something wrong? Was Will determined to make him wait as some form of punishment? His need to follow Will's lead, lest he upset him again, kept him from questioning their courting progression over the next several weeks. He would not be drowned in Will's distress again, not for anything, but failed to remember the scent could go both ways. However, Will was no longer one to stay quiet. "Are you going to tell me why you smell like that?" Hannibal looked up from his plate and froze at the angry stare that echoed back at him. "Pardon?" Will stabbed his meat. "Your scent has been clogging my nose for weeks now and only stops when we're all over each other. If you just talk to me." He set his utensils down softly while Will began cutting his meat, but kept an angry gaze on him. "I wish to exchange mating bites with you." A plethora of emotions went across Will's face in mere seconds before he dropped his knife and fork. "Now?" "Perhaps not now, but in the near future." It took entirely too long for Will to respond. "Why do you think I don't?" "You haven't participated in my nightly activities." Will leaned forward and smiled. "You didn't invite me." Hannibal licked his lips. "I wasn't aware you were waiting for an invitation." "Hannibal." "Tell me what you want, Will. You are, of course, invited to join me anytime you'd like. All that I am is yours for the..." Will grabbed his hand. "Taking." "Will, do you want to knot me at the table or..." Hannibal pulled him in so fast that a plate fell to the floor, the resounding crash ignored as he smashed their mouths together. Will shuddered in his arms, pulling at his suit jacket, and as they dropped pieces of clothing along the way to the bedroom, he wondered why he waited so long. This was where he was meant to be. Will's aggressive push onto his bed made him moan, staring in awe as the Omega straddled him with ease. "Well, I've been waiting for you. You've been waiting for me. It would almost be funny if it wasn't so stupid." Hannibal didn't have a moment to respond before Will lined him up to his wet, waiting hole, his groan as he felt the warmth inside so loud he was sure the neighbors could hear. "Fuck," Will sighed, throwing his head back. "Heavy petting is one thing, but fuck, you're already half knotted." "The very idea is too arousing to..." Will pulled Hannibal up on his elbows and kissed him just as he fully sealed them together. Hannibal could hardly contain himself, and he knew it would not be long for him to succumb. The scents and sounds of both of them were just too much to handle for him already, and as Will began to rock up and down, he broke their kiss. "It will not be long," he confessed. "I..." "Touch me," Will whispered, taking his hand. "Just can't touch me." Hannibal stroked as Will moved up and down his cock, the breathless sighs and groans of the Omega music to his ears. He grabbed a hold of Will's neck and began to suck at his gland, his mouth watering as he held himself from biting down. "Bite me," Will sighed. "Just bite me, Hannibal. I need to feel it. I love you so much." Hannibal felt his knot lock tight when Will said he loved him, and bit down just as he felt Will do the same. He came hard, almost blindingly, and kept his strokes until he felt Will spill between them. His mate in ecstasy was the most delicious thing he'd ever tasted. They pulled their mouths away slowly, only to go for another soft touch of lips. And before long, he felt his knot pulse inside Will deeper. "So good," Will whispered, pressing his mouth to Hannibal's ear. "I've never felt so full." Hannibal growled and turned them onto their sides, still locked, and began to mark every bit of Will's skin he could. "Are you making me a necklace?" Will laughed, biting his ear. "Mine," he murmured. "You are mine." Will gently pushed him back, and his red bitten lips were exquisite. "All that I am is yours for the taking." Hannibal wrapped his arms around him and pressed his nose into Will's hair. He breathed in his contentment and trust, the ambrosia he missed and wanted to drown in this moment. "I love you, Will." He felt Will press his lips to his ear and shivered. "I'm ready to accept that invitation now." Hannibal closed his eyes and felt his knot pulse once more inside the only place it was meant to belong. "It will be so beautiful." And it would be. It really would be. Yours for the Taking will continue in Daddy.